Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Jim Mars is going to be with us for the entire second hour, and I promise to be a good boy and give the phone number out in the next segment, so in the last two segments of the hour, you can call in with your question for Jim. But I beg the listeners, when I give this number out that I'll do at the start of the next segment, please actually call in with a question for Jim Mars. Because I want to, you know, actually hear kind of the wild card angles that you'll bring up and take him to. Jim, let me ask you this question in this brief segment we've got. A, do you think there's a mass awakening happening? And B, how big is it? And C, did the system overplay its hand where it's in the mainstream news, the government launders most of the drug money and then brings the drugs in, and that private banks get the profit, and that private groups are using the NSA to spy on their enemies and blackmail people, and that the government really runs Al-Qaeda? And, I mean, everything we've talked about is now being proven correct, and they can't even kill Jim Mars or Alex Jones. I've figured that out. They could kill us. They still might, but it won't do anything because it's the message is out there. It's like we're just people that see the obvious. We're nothing special.
Yeah, it's really amazing. No, and I totally agree with you. I think there is a huge mass consciousness raising going on. Number one, though, most people think that they're isolated because they don't hear any of this in the mainstream corporate media. All right. It's absolutely incredible. About a month ago, there were 53 cities in this country that had massive demonstrations against the genetically modified organisms of Monsanto.
No coverage.
And there was no coverage. That's not news, folks. That's not journalism. That is propaganda and suppression of the news. But they get news from you. They get news off the Internet. There's all kinds of people out there. Yes, the consciousness is rising. But the problem is, number one, most people think that they're the only ones because they don't hear their views and the information parroted in the or mirrored in the mainstream mass media. And the second thing is they're kind of like the deer caught in the headlights. They know something's wrong. They know something's bad. They know there's a lot of stuff going on, but they just, it's, what do we do about it? What do we do about it? Because, and it's a good question. It's a valid question because do you go vote? No, they control the vote through the voting machines. They skew the numbers. You know, almost every major vote in the last few years has always been 48 to 52, 51 to 49. It's always just within a few short.
That is extremely astute what you said, and I'm not just like being patronizing here, because that's what I've, the realization I've come to myself deeply thinking on this. Most people know they're in trouble. Most people are aware something's going on, but they're never given validation by the dinosaur media that still doesn't have that many viewers or readers, but people still think it's authoritative. Even if they don't trust it, they don't see it agreeing, so they still feel small. They don't understand that if they're a Jim Mars or Alex Jones, people recognize and come up to you. Then you realize how many people are awake. It's incredible.
It absolutely is, and I travel a lot, and East Coast, West Coast, all around, you know, through the Central Midwest, and there's just people everywhere. But they think they're isolated because they never see those views reflected in the corporate mass media.
And then even if they do, you answer the question with the second part, what do you do? So I want to talk with you about some solutions when we come back in general, and then the big solution. I just see so many cons out there. I know there's a lot of real stuff, but then there's also cons using it to make money with free energy, perpetual motion machines. But there's real stuff with hydrogen and other things that really are the answer to everything.
Right.
Because if we have enough wealth and enough energy and end artificial scarcity, it's over. I want to see that happen. And you've been doing some deep research.
Absolutely. You mentioned hydrogen. Just stop and think about this. What is the most plentiful element in the world?
Hydrogen.
Hydrogen. Why is that? Because the world is predominantly water. And what's water? H2O, two parts hydrogen, one part oxygen. There's more hydrogen than there is.
Well, that's why in the film, which is based on, you know, science, you said last night you haven't seen that you should go see one with Tom Cruise that just came out, Oblivion. That's what the ships there taking away is our water for that, for a hydrogen jump. But stay there. We're going to get into real science with the one, the only Jim Mars straight ahead.
weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
Yeah!
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
Drop the hammer.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen. Toll-free number to join us. Your specific questions for best-selling author Jim Mars that's in studio with us. The toll-free number to get involved on this live July 7th Sunday transmission is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Your call's coming up at the bottom of the hour. Well, joining us from the countryside outside DFW is Jim Mars, now in studio with us. JimMars.com is another New York Times top 10 bestseller. And he joins us right now, but you've been involved with some of the bigwigs who are really looking into the real alternative energy, not free energy, not magic stuff. There's a lot of cons out there, and also people that have built things that are real, but there's not a real way to extract it. They're impractical. I've made a real study of alternative energy, and it is the big kahuna, because energy is power. The Federal Reserve puts out fake dollars. It's not really Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve notes are not really dollars. They're Federal Reserve notes. But with those symbols of energy, they can get the world. So they kind of have a perpetual motion machine. While they try to create artificial scarcity, that's why Obama, in fact, let's cue that clip up from last week, told Africans, you can't have air conditioning, you can't have a car, you can't have a good life. That's bad for the earth. While the GMO is destroying the planet, while the globalists are blocking the clean alternative energies and putting out fake windmills to their select buddies in Solyndra, not even building the complexes. Meanwhile, there are real solutions in energy, and you have been doing research into this. This is mainline technology around for a long time that's ready to be deployed right now. But as you told me last night, and I've seen this in the news, any company that tries to really put this out, the directors commit suicide. They get Arkansas-ed very, 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 very quickly. They fall down and hit their head close the garage door and turn on the car. Jim Mars, break down the true cutting edge and what could revolutionize everything. People want solutions. Here it is.
Okay, well, this goes all the way back. Let's go back to the turn of the 20th century, and Rudolf Diesel invented a diesel engine that he originally designed to run on organic matter. Okay, you remember the Back to the Future movie, and they put banana peels and I don't know, coffee grounds and stuff in the little fusion thing to run the time machine. He built a diesel to run on organic matter. But that would have interfered with the petroleum-based industry. So what happened to Rudolf Diesel? Gee, it was terrible. He fell overboard crossing the English Channel. Too bad. Now, and that goes all the way back. We don't have the time, but I could sit here and give you at least a dozen examples, some of which I had direct personal experience.
The FBI on record raided Tesla's laboratory.
Oh yeah, Tesla. You know, he's
they burned his laboratory down.
There's things going on right now today. Some years back, there was a kid up in the Northwest who said, I've developed a carburetor that'll get 100 miles on 1 gallon of gas. And he got reporters. He drove them 100 miles. They checked it out. They made sure there wasn't some trick to it. It was legit. What happened to that? It's gone. Again,
I've seen magazines in the 60s and stuff, General Motors and Ford, with carburetors with 75 miles to the gallon. Cars that go 150 miles an hour. And you tell me the Japanese today can't do that?
Well, the Germans are making a Volkswagen over in Europe right now that's getting 56, 60 miles to the gallon. But you can't buy it in the United States. Okay? And why is that? Okay, because the elite, the very people you're always preaching about, these people have a monopoly based on petroleum. All right? It's that simple. And anything that comes up that's going to threaten that, they buy it up. If they don't buy it up, then they just
find it. And they're going to try to use on record the shortage of it in the next 50 years, because they're going to artificially make it scarce, to take control of the entire human civilization. And that is wrong.
Well, most people truly believe today that the reason we fought in Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria, all these countries, and Egypt is because we're trying to get their oil. Well, we don't need oil. We don't need oil.
Well, Leslie Clark declassified that actually illegally. I mean, he admitted he was in the Pentagon and saw the plan to not let those countries sell the oil to create artificial scarcity. Saddam's crime was overpumping.
Exactly. In fact, see, people don't realize that. I hear people all the time say, well, we invaded Iraq because we wouldn't steal their oil. Let me tell you something, folks. We were only getting 16% of our imported oil from Iraq prior to our invasion. And once we invaded, then they set some of the oil fields on fire. There was fighting going on. We didn't even get that much. They cut down the amount of oil we were getting from Iraq.
People don't get artificial scarcity.
Nah, wake up.
The oil companies are capping oil fields all over the U.S.
The biggest oil reserve in the United States is, and if anybody remembers their history, which they don't, you may recall that the biggest scandal early in the 20th century was the Teapot Dome scandal. That's where the government was selling off drilling rights to the naval oil reserves out in California, Teapot Dome, and it caused a huge scandal. And, you know, those fields have still not been
And guess who controls that today? Al Gore, Mr. Anti-Oil, Occidental Petroleum.
Mr. Carbon Tax Man. You know,
he's one of the biggest oil men in the world. Now let's expand on this. Because actually, big oil is actually what's financing the carbon tax to shut down coal, their competition, which would make energy cheap again.
Right. Right, exactly. And then all they can talk about is nuclear power. It's so safe and efficient that...
Which is another insider deal that's horrible.
And we're about to kill ourselves. The Pacific is getting irradiated. They're telling you don't eat fish.
91% of reactors are leaking worldwide. But I mean, let's get into that. To talk about hydrogen alone.
Yeah.
Get into solutions.
Hydrogen is the way to go. I met a fellow here just the other day who had been an engineer, and he lives in New Jersey out in the kind of the countryside, and he runs his cars, his air conditioning, his home, his heating, his lawnmower on hydrogen. All right. And when Hurricane Sandy hit, and all of his neighbors, their power went out for like a month or more, and they were in desperate need. Can you imagine no power for a month or a month and a half?
And that's not off record. You were hanging out with the Crows, right? They're researching this.
Right. Yeah. And he was telling, it was a great story, because all his neighbors, he was a bright light, so to speak, in the middle of the darkness, because his lights were on, everything was operating, and his neighbors would come to his house and to take a shower and to juice up their batteries for the.
And this is on record. So the most plentiful free element out there is hydrogen. This gas. Explain to people how this works.
Well, you can take and here's what's amazing about hydrogen and why I don't understand. Well, I do, because they're greedy bastards, but I mean, I don't understand why we're not shifting to a hydrogen economy, because as I understand it, you can take all of the normal infrastructure, the pipelines, the pumping stations, the refineries, your car, you get an adjustment.
Yeah, they're even going to make the money off of it, but they still don't want us to have it.
Yeah, exactly.
And we were with a top engineer last night. He can agree with you on
that. Yes, with a little tweaking, it could all run on hydrogen. Hello, there you go. But why not? Why don't we not get that? Because it's the most plentiful substance in the world, and they cannot get a monopoly over it.
Well, that's like diamonds are really semi-precious, but they're geographically restricted so they can create artificial scarcity again.
Right. And they have tight control over that. The fastest way to get killed in Africa is to go out and find a diamond, you know, outside of the normal chain.
Yeah, they call those blood diamonds and demonize anybody trying to get money for Africa.
Exactly.
When really it's the best. So I want to come back with more solutions, other alternative energy things, and talk about like you did yesterday, the machines you saw. All you do is put water into this thing. And then it separates it all out, and just incredible. Right. It's as close as a perpetual motion machine as you can get. Jim Marrs is our guest, and your phone calls are coming up as well. Your specific questions for our guest.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats, but we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
By the way, I see like 15 people loading up the phone system to my right. I am tempted tonight. I don't ever do this on the Sunday show. I do it on the weekday show quite often, to go into overdrive, which will be on the internet streams, the video streams at Infowars.com/show only. At the end of this broadcast in T-minus 40 minutes to extend the broadcast, but we'll see what happens. Jim, you are just going a mile a minute off air about, as an investigator, as a journalist, all of these alternate energies. And again, we were having dinner last night with a very well-known engineer who's worked in the Apollo program, but after that in petroleum engineering. You name it, he's done it. He was absolutely. And the fact that they knew 30 years ago they could have the streets be solar glass and power everything off that. I mean, they are just like they had light bulbs, famous light bulbs in San Francisco, but there's one in Dallas, too, or is it? I remember hearing about when I was a kid at the fire station that was like 80 years old. Now it must be 100.
There was one at the Palace Theater that was burning until they finally tore it down. It had been burning since 1895.
So light bulbs that go for 100 years, mm-hmm. Why do they burn out fast now? It's planned obsolescence. Mm-hmm. That's admitted. The public doesn't know that. Everything's game. So get into it. Solar, all of it.
Well, it's all mindset. There is no problem with technology. I'm here to tell you, just with absolutely no fear of contradiction, that there is off-the-shelf technology that can solve all of our energy problems overnight. It's not technology. It's the mental thing. Now, here's a classic example. About 30 years ago, I was interviewing an energy expert, and I'd gotten real fired up on solar energy. And I said, well, you know, what about solar energy? You know, we draw energy from the sun. If sun burns out, we're all in trouble anyway. And he goes, well, that's really a good idea. He says, but that's 20 years in the future. Okay. Hey, folks, it's 20 years. Here we are. And we still don't have it. Why? Because, listen, here is the problem in their thinking, in their training, in their conditioning. He said, do you realize it would take solar panels covering the entire state of Arizona to provide enough electricity to power the city of Los Angeles? And I went, oh, whoa, yeah, I guess so. Well, I went off and I thought about that, and you know, he's right. But where's the flaw in his thinking? Central generation. He can only think in terms of generating enough electricity centrally and then piping it to L.A.
Where you lose most of it.
Yeah, and you lose most of it in the transmission.
Same thing with the with wind farms far away. It works to have it at your house.
Right.
Like the old windmill, but not 500 miles away.
So what if everybody in Los Angeles put solar panels on their roof? Whoa, then you power the city of Los Angeles and everybody's got their own power. And why don't we have that? Because they hadn't figured out how to make a cloud come and hang over your house if you don't pay your electric bill.
Absolutely. Well, it's also come out in the news that if you try to hook it up on your house yourself off the grid, they won't come inspect it. They won't authorize in most cities. But they'll subsidize it and pay for part of it with taxpayer money if you hook it up and let them run it and it feeds the grid.
Right. Well, now, that's an interesting thing, too, and I've lived through all this and watched it happen. When it first came out about people, whether it's solar, wind generation, whatever, providing their own juice, the power companies were all opposed to it, okay? But then it came in anyway, and then they passed laws saying if you are producing individually enough juice that you can put it back into the power system, they have to buy it back from you, okay? Now, you'd think, ooh, wait a minute.
Sounds good, but it means you get an inspection. Now they're running you.
Well, number one, they can come on your property. They come and inspect you. But here's the thing. Now they're all for it because under the law, yes, they have to buy back your excess electricity, but they get to buy it back at a cheaper price than what they're paying normally.
And then some people, exactly. So it's creating monopoly for them again of a lower price.
But they're making money on it, so it's okay.
Exactly. But the people say, well, aren't you for Obama then? He's giving tens of billions of taxpayer money a year to this. So did Spain. It bankrupted him. It's given to select insiders.
He gave it to his buddies, and they went broke.
They don't even open a building up. They just take the money and run.
Exactly.
Or they build windmills 500 miles away on record that break and don't even work and kill the birds. And
that's because chances are, if you looked way into their portfolio, you'd find that actually they're heavily invested in oil and gas.
Well, no, it turns out you're right. You know, again, BP is the biggest funder of all this and the biggest funder of carbon taxes.
Right.
They're the group that gives most of the money to fund Bilderberg as a charity. Look it up.
Okay. You mentioned BP
is running the clean energy movement so they can kill it.
Exactly, and I just ran into some wonderful folks from California who had been getting some help, quote, help from Shell to develop hydrogen, all right? And then they finally realized that they weren't getting anywhere. Shell, that's Dutch oil. That's Queen
Beatrice
of Holland. They don't want that. It's a public relations move.
She owns that company.
And They weren't doing it. In fact, if anything, they were throwing roadblocks.
They are not just that company, but on record, the federal regulators, it's the same in Europe, will go to anybody and go, you got a nice company here. What, it's worth $10 million? Here's $500 million. Sign it over to us, and they shut it down and then say, look, we're green.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, do we have that Obama clip real quick? We're gonna play this clip because, again, he's telling Africans you can't have progress unless we have clean energy. Meanwhile, he's blocking it all while claiming he funds it all. This is the incredible brainwashing. Here's the clip.
The youth that everybody's mentioned here in Africa, if everybody's raising living standards to the point where everybody's got a car and everybody's got air conditioning and everybody's got a big house, well, the planet will boil over. Unless we find new ways of producing energy.
Now, expanding on that WhiteHouse.gov clip, the problem is warming happens in all the major studies. They had to admit this now, and then carbon dioxide goes up. And now NASA admits it's a cooling gas, and it's a trace gas. So it's a total red herring. Let us run the energy system and decide what you can have, or it'll burn the earth up.
Right. Well, what they claim is that it's the carbon emissions that are causing greenhouse effect and then heating up the planet, okay? So, well, if we go to hydrogen, it doesn't heat up. If it puts out any excess at all, it's oxygen and clear water.
Which is something we need.
Yeah.
How horrible.
By the way, listen, people, listen carefully to this. It is not global warming. It is solar system warming. The ice caps on Mars are diminishing, which means they're melting. The ice.
The UN voted and said the sun doesn't affect temperature.
But the ice on some of the moons of Jupiter is melting.
But I'm being sarcastic. They voted and said the sun doesn't affect us. The sun is everything.
Well, they used to tell us the world was flat.
But, I mean, how dumb do they think we are? The sun is the main driver of climate.
Well, they think we're pretty dumb if all we do is watch mainstream media.
I agree. Now. Let me throw this out, and we're going to go break, come back with calls here, and then into overdrive, probably. We're sitting here looking at this. I mean, I just want to point out that they claim they're the ones trying to save the Earth. They're the ones that are damaging.
Absolutely.
The genetic engineering. I mean, look at that.
Well, you're looking in the dictionary under hypocrisy, and you find government officials. I mean, there it is. They're in the pocket of the vested interest, which means the oil company.
We're going to take questions, but you were the longtime Fort Worth Star-Telegram head police reporter. And I'm going to get your take on how police have changed when we come back with Jim Marsh. I'm Alex Jones.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Ali-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to ali-c.com, spelled ali-c.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Ali-C and Ali-Ban from Affinity Health Products at ali-c.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, your phone calls are coming up on this live Sunday transmission. Don't forget, I'll be back weeknights, 7 o'clock Central with InfoWars Nightly News and the daytime radio show, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. That's 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. Find all the show listings, info, free iPhone, Droid apps, the podcast, 600 plus thousand downloads a day, all of it at InfoWars.com/show. And please spread the word about the broadcast. Our goal is to reach more people. Our goal is to have a new enlightenment, a new renaissance, and you are the key to that. You're not part of that. You are the resistance. You are the heart of that. Jim Mars, I want to go to calls. I don't want to hog you. We'll probably do some overdrive here, commercial-free, for Internet-only listeners here in about 30 minutes when the main transmission ends. But I wanted to ask you to repeat what you were saying off air about 30 minutes ago when I was talking about the police going wild and, you know, commandeering half of Boston and treating everybody like terrorists, and now somebody shot fireworks off. We're going to lock down a neighborhood and search your houses without warrants and ask a cop a question, they taser you, or the imperiousness and how the government, with its RAND Corporation Domestic Stabilization Force, has really federalized police. I mean, you worked for a long time. You knew Jack Ruby. I mean, you've been working since the early 60s as a crime reporter in Dallas-Fort Worth, the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. Give me your take on this transformation of our police.
Well, unfortunately, yes, you're right. There is a huge transformation. Back in the day, back in the early 60s when I started, I was the police reporter. I officed in the police station right across from the dispatch room. Had all these monitors. You know, every time a call come in, I'd hear it, and I had a little mobile
call. Talk about transparency. They'd never do that today.
No.
A reporter in the heart of the police station.
Right there, and I'd go hang out in the dispatch room and talk to the dispatchers. I knew them all. They all knew me. I'd go hang out with the detectives, and in the morning, we'd all go get coffee. And several times, we'd be having coffee in the morning, and they'd get a call that we've got a homicide. Because, let's face it, you know, morning, that's when you find the bodies, right?
Yeah.
So, boom, man. I just run with them. Had a little snappy brim hat and a trench coat, and I'd just go with them. Had a pad and a pencil, and I'd go walk right on in, into the crime scene. Step over the blood and the mud and the bodies and everything else, and just sit there, make my little notes, and write down what
was because happening. We were a free country more then.
I mean, it was the old republic.
Yes. You, exactly. You now, didn't cover up.
Here's what happened, and it's an evolutionary thing. It wasn't anybody's fault, but before long, all of a sudden, the radio stations decided they wanted to get in on spot news, so they started carrying little portable tape recorders. So now you got three or four or five reporters from radio stations with recorders they want in. All right. Well, then the next thing you know, the TV stations, they were getting either.
And now they want to make something up to get a story. Now there's an adversarial relationship, and the globalists have played off that.
They wanted to be there, okay? And then the TVs started getting little cameras they could carry, either 8mm, 16mm wind-ups, or small videos. But then they had to have a light guy and a sound guy. And first thing you know, you had 24 people. Well, you can't keep out one reporter and let another one in. That's not fair. So they started keeping everybody out. So then you have to stand outside the house or the business or whatever, wait for the police spokesman to come out and tell you what happened. Well, now they've got that damn yellow tape, and they block off blocks at a time.
And secrecy breeds corruption.
Exactly. Now, 8 times out of 10, they'll come and just tell you, okay, it's a barroom shooting, it's a domestic quarrel, whatever. You get the story, no big deal. But if there's a little bit of a politics to it, or if there's something a little flaky, or the feds are involved, then how do we know that we're getting the straight story?
Like Michael Hastings' car blowing up, or Gary Webb getting shot twice in the head.
And it got more and more corrupt, okay? Now, with no more scrutiny, with nobody looking over their shoulder, then that's where the corruption comes in, because then they can pull sneakies, they can fake reports, they can plant evidence, they can do all kinds of things, and I'm not saying they do this all the time. I still have the highest regard for police officers, because that's a tough job.
It is.
It's a tough job, and I honor them for doing that. But like any other job, like any other group of people,
they're not above the law.
You got a small percentage that are just cowboys. Okay, they're there to be arrogant. They're there to push their weight around. For example, if you get stopped by a cop, how many times, if anybody listening to my voice, how many times have you ever gotten stopped and the cop says, "Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I think I got the wrong car," or, "Oh, I'm sorry, I made a mistake here." Never, never. They cannot do that. They've got to exert their authority, and now it's getting worse and worse because now they're all under Homeland Security, and they're settling.
Well, that's the issue, is now they're secret agents.
Yeah.
Now they're in top secret operations.
Well, now it's security, and...
Hey, listen, I watched two movies with my wife last week. One was called Numbers, another was something else. But the point is, it's like now the CIA comes and kills the bad guy and goes ahead and shoots their family just because they saw. And the movie ends, and that's good. I mean, they're just selling torture, secret arrest. Who's going to protect us from a government? I'm surprised the government isn't more corrupt, that since 1947, Jim, we have had a government that can operate in total secrecy under national security. No wonder it's so bad.
Well, let me put it this way. Here's something for people to think about. Every time we hear about some foreign adventurism, some military operation somewhere, some near undeclared war, who's behind it? The National Security Council. Well, the National Security Council said it was okay. They authorized...
And by the way, they've gotten presidents to transfer them more power than the president and Congress.
Okay, now wait. Can you tell me who exactly is the National Security Council?
I do know. It's people like General Jones and folks, but the general public doesn't know that.
Okay. What they don't know is that they bring in people as they need them, but the basic National Security Council is only four people.
Yep.
The president, the vice president, secretary of defense, and state. Now, wait a minute. Three of those are appointed by the president. So when we allowed them to set up this national security system...
Look at Obama doing whatever he wants with Obamacare, and the news is like roll call today goes, is that dictatorial?
Well,
it's a dictatorship.
Well, the one person, the president, picks the National Security Council, which approves everything having to do with our fighting, and that's a dictatorship, right? It's one guy. One guy.
And now they want to bring 50,000 veterans of Syria who are mainly Al-Qaeda here to America. And you know, they're not going to get searched. They're going to fly on private jets. But my family's going to be groped.
Oh, well, I'm not even flying anymore. I'm just not doing it. I'm not going to play their game. This is so ridiculous.
Well, that's okay. Now they have highway checkpoints. We got to go to calls. We're going to break here. We're going to go into overdrive, too, when the main radio show ends, Infowars.com/show. Free audio, free video feeds. We're going to continue for a while until we get to all of these 15 calls that are holding it, and that's it. But let's go to Mark in Oregon. You're first out of the box. Thanks for holding. You're on the air with Jim Mars.
Hi, Alex and Jim.
Howdy, Mark.
Hey, Jim. Jim, I wanted to pose this question to you. Alex has a fully functioning social networking website, planetinfowars.com, I believe. Would you agree that on planet Earth, this website is by far the greatest potential tool which could be used to allow people to organize together into national and even global protests?
Sure, sure. We set up a social network about a year ago. I don't talk about it enough. It's planetinfowars.com. Millions of people use it, and there's anything you want to set up, you can do there as long as it's legal and lawful and not obscene. And it's a great place to organize and have folks meet together. And I said that in my speech last night that you were at, and you just gave a speech before me, is that it is the people. They're going to have to lead. We could point out problems and do research all day, but from a cop on the beat to a school teacher to a doctor, they're going to have to decide with their moral decisions where they stand.
Well, here's the good news. There's more of us than there are of them. But we got to get organized. If you're going to get organized, then you need a
And good people don't want to get in people's business. Right. We've got to start doing that.
Exactly. And I'll tell you something. I've been playing very low-key, and I've been playing the game for years and years and years, writing books, not trying to attack anybody. I stay off Facebook. I don't yell and scream at people. But I tell you what, it's time to stop playing nice because the people we're up against are not playing nice.
Good. I'm ready for you to give them some Texas hell. Can I go after them, Mars?
That's right.
Turn it loose, give them, open a can?
Yeah, well, the last time I was in the airport and told them, no, you're not going to grope me, and no, you're not going to scan me with those destructive body scanners, and they call the cops on me.
So, while the government
introducing Pro One, all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig.
Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we've got one more segment of main broadcast, and then it goes internet only at InfoWars.com. You can just click on the Flash Players or Windows or everything else we've got there, but there's also the free iPhone apps, Droid apps, the podcast after the show's over, video feed live right now at InfoWars.com/show. Jim, I want to go right back to phone calls, but again, you were bringing up a lot of issues during the break. You were saying something about Nazi Germany, which you've written best-selling books on, paralleling America.
Oh, absolutely. No, the only point I was going to make is that the Nazis, at the height of their power and arrogance, middle of World War II, they did not, and I'm sure never even contemplated, stopping Germans on the street or at a public place and saying, we're going to grope your genitals and we're going to put our hands in your pants. And
like the TSA.
Yeah. Like, you know, that because
they drag your kids away and then go get back and then grab them. And some weird guy with grease dripping off his hair does it.
Why didn't they do that to those Germans? Because those Germans at that time would never have put up with that. But we do.
Nobody puts up with what Americans put up with.
I know.
And it's sad for me.
They laugh at us. Israel, probably one of the most security conscious countries in the whole world, they don't do that.
They don't touch. No, they actually profile.
I know. It's incredible. Oh, one other thing, too, about the police, the changes that I noticed. When I started back in the 60s working for police, if for some reason the FBI showed up, they came with their hat in their hand. Would you like us to help you? We'd be glad to give you some help if you'd like. And, of course, the local police, man, oh, J. Hoover, the FBI, holy cow, yeah, please, you know, help us out.
Now cops roll over like a dog, yeah. Pee on themselves.
Well, it all happened on my watch. Just over the period of about 10 years there, it went from, hey, can we help you, to, well, we're here to help, to get out of the way, we're with the federal government.
To roll out a red carpet and kiss my patoot.
Yeah,
I mean, usually how a dog rolls over and, like, yeah, you know. Yeah. I mean, that's yeah.
So I think my message is to all the police officers out there and deputy sheriffs and law enforcement people, listen, you do not have to cave in to the FBI and the
Yeah,
Fed.
Stop groveling. Yeah. Why do we even have states?
Exactly. They are run by corrupt people. You're the people that's supposed to be protecting the public. Okay.
Yeah, the federal government has been totally taken over by global.
Well, serve and protect the people. Protect us from them, okay?
Jim Mars is our guest. We got to go to calls right now. Let's talk to Curtis in Tennessee. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, so hello, Alex. This is Mars. Alex, I need information. Oh, I got two things to ask. Information about the smart meter. You had a lady on a show about 3 to 4 weeks ago that they got the victory on the smart meter in a small town in Texas.
And yes, sir.
I'm pretty sure the city council and the lady here in Memphis, you might try to get a hold of that lady to talk to her. They'll give her a trip here to educate the people here because they're talking about getting it here.
Well, let me tell you this. I forget the name of the lady in Texas that's gotten it kicked out in like 30 counties last time I checked. New York Times reported it. Guys can type in for me something like Texas woman defeats smart meters. But the big issue is even the Washington Post and AP just last week reported that the smart meters are going to control your refrigerator, your whole house. So that's on record. So it's not just what we're doing here in Texas. These smart meters are loaded up with other spy tech that basically jack into everything in your house and then surveil you. And that's not Alex Jones saying that. That's General Petraeus, former head of the CIA, last year at a Wired magazine conference, bragged and said, quote, your dishwasher is washing and listening to you. That's the Wired magazine headline, Jim.
Yeah, well, as I understand it, with these smart meters, under the old meters, that when you turn something on, then the meter starts because you use electricity. Under the smart meters, they kind of keep a certain level going. So the bottom line.
Yeah, that's a whole other area. It's been proven all over the news that they double and triple bills. They rip you off with these.
It's
smart, all right. Smart at raping you.
That's right. Your electric bill is going to go up, period. Plus,
And don't believe us. Watch it happen.
Yeah. Go study it for yourself.
Absolutely. I'm glad you brought up that angle. They're screwing in so many different ways that I didn't even remember that it's been in the news that's happening.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking 1 month after it went in a case in Chicago in a whole neighborhood, doubling of prices.
Yeah.
And then people did stuff like unplug it from the house and go on a vacation, and they still got bills.
Well, see, this is what I don't understand. You got the Obama administration that's pushing all this stuff like smart meters. And yet, and what it's doing is it's screwing his own constituents.
Well, look at Obamacare.
Yeah, he's supposed to be there.
It doubles rates, doesn't cover it, written by the insurance companies.
I know. I don't understand. And yet there's so many people still supporting him, and yet they can't seem that it's...
Obamacare is a huge tax on the poorest people.
I know. He's hurting.
He increased taxes on people making $20,000 a year in this new tax increase. That's a fact.
That's right. Now, if you're making $20,000 or less, you really can't afford a tax increase. Now, and if you upset.
But it's okay because he's liberal. I mean,
I know. They voted.
They're all mad. The Huffington Post that Bush is getting a humanitarian award from a university. I mean, why not give him a Peace Prize too? Why not give Obama 100?
Well, here's what I don't understand. They gave Obama a Nobel Peace Prize because he wanted peace and thought about peace. He hadn't done anything.
Hitler wanted peace.
Well, wait. I want peace. How come I can't get a Nobel Peace
Prize? Well, I think Bush deserves one, and I think Hitler does. Give him one. Stalin.
That's right.
Hitler. Genghis Khan.
Hitler wanted peace. He wanted a piece of Czechoslovakia. He wanted a piece of
Emperor Palpatine wanted one. Thank you, caller. I hope that answers your question. Now let's go to Andrew in Pennsylvania. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, extremist.
Hi. My phone just buzzed for a moment. But, okay, Jim, my question for you is, do you agree with me that every so often on his show, Alex should expose the highly significant, in-your-face, obvious fact that the moon is a giant artificial body, which you exposed in the first chapter of your book, Alien Agenda.
No, I agree with you. I actually think it's Hillary Clinton's butt up there. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm not quite prepared to say this is a totally artificial body, but there are many, many, many strange aspects to our moon that we don't really even understand, none the least of which is how it got where it is.
Perfectly placed for the Earth to have its atmosphere.
Yeah, even Isaac Asimov, a famous scientist and writer, said the moon should not be where it is, but it is. And so, anyway, that kind of lays out a real dichotomy in our thinking because, as we all know, there's no such thing as aliens.
Let me tell the caller, Andrew, something. Look, I'm a reptoid 18 billion years old. I run the moon. I'm actually the galactic commander. Oh. Stop trying to, look. And Obama deserves 100 peace prizes. He should have, for breakfast, little peace prizes. Just thousands of them. I mean, he should be massaged with peace prizes.
Made out of chocolate.
Absolutely, or whatever you want, strawberries. Thank you, caller, you extremist. Let's go to Chris in Florida. Hello, Chris. Do you nominate Obama for 10,000 peace prizes? There's an inflation in them now. The more people he kills, the more al-Qaeda he funds, the more every drop of blood. When al-Qaeda chops a kid's head off in Syria or in Egypt, every gout of blood, he gets thousands of peace prizes. Go ahead, caller.
Absolutely. Inflation sucks all of us dry. No, thank you very much, Alex, for taking my call. Jim Marr, it's wonderful that you're on. And, Alex, you just do it all right, man. You tell the truth. I'm so glad I have you listen to. Mainstream media just misses the mark so far. It's incredible. But my question for Jim. Jim, okay, I am working in the alternative energy research market. How does my company get funded? We need a chunk of change.
Well, let me tell you how you do it. You make a contribution to the crime syndicate, the Chicago Mafia, or Obama, and then they're saying for a $10,000 donation, you get $1 million back.
No. Let me tell you what. I can't really tell you what to do because going out and trying to find funding, that's everybody's looking for that. But I can tell you two things not to do, okay? Number one, your first inclination is if you come up with a valid alternative energy device is to get it patented, okay? Don't do it, because when you give it to the patent office, you're giving it to the government. The government, if they see that it'll actually work, they'll put it under national security, wrap it up, you'll never see it again. Two, don't let the big companies buy it up. They're going to say, well, what a wonderful...
That's right. Build it, open source it, give it to everybody.
That's right. In fact, I know this sounds counterintuitive, but it's true. Put it out on the internet.
And then you'll be the consultant who can then help everybody set it up.
Exactly, because most people, like right now, most people know how to make beer. Most people can grow tobacco, but they don't. They'll go buy it. Okay, so if you come up with a device, put it all out there.
I got to let the caller go. We're going to start Overdrive, internet only, Infowars.com/show. Briefly, Mars, tell folks about these devices you've seen, the specific generators. All you put in is water, and it runs your house.
Right. Well, I know where one's in existence. I've seen them operate. It's called a hydrogen generator. It's about the size of a coffee can, runs off of hydrogen, oxygen. Okay, so theoretically what you do is you just take some water, any old water, lake water, ditch water, you run it across an electrolyzing plate, you separate the hydrogen and the oxygen, you burn that in the firing chamber with a spark plug,
and turn a turbine.
And that produces instant steam because you got water.
That turns a turbine. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a drug and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.